Today, we'd like to see the title of What Shall I Do, Lord, in Book of Acts, chapter 22, verses 1 to 30, to the souls on this online world through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1, in verse 10, So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 14, Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. What does it mean in the context, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 3, in verse 25, And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Rome and uncondemned? What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in Book of Acts, chapter 21, verses 39-40, but Paul said, I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people. So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, When the command ran down with soldiers and centurions, the multitude stopped beating Paul. Paul was ordered to be bound with two chains by the command. Because of tumult or too much loud noise, he could not find out the truth, so he ordered Paul to be taken into Antonia fortress. The multitude cried out, Away with him, or kill him. Paul spoke with the command in Greek, about his identity, not an Egyptian, rabble of 4,000 assassins, and God's permission to the Jewish multitude in Hebrew. This was a great opportunity then to be brought close to Jesus. The chapter 22 also was in the fourth mission tree, as an arrestee, 58 after 63 AD, or at the last mission trip, as an arrestee. Paul was preaching and teaching from Jerusalem, Caesarea, and Rome in Book of Acts, chapter 21, 17 up to 28:31. Jews from Asia caused a tumult, Book of Acts, chapter 21, 27, to centurion, chief captain, preaching in Hebrew to the Jews, Book of Acts, chapter 22, Roman citizen clan, Acts 22, 25 today, preaching in Sanhedrin, court next time, Acts 23, dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, about resurrection, 23:6. Chief captain, Caesarea, preaching before Governor Felix, Book of Acts 24, Paul's second year imprisonment, 24:27. Governor Festus appealed to Caesar, Acts 25. Herod Agrippa, Acts 26. The cross reference right here, that is right there. The picture, sailed to Rome with a centurion, August, Book of Acts 27, arrested, imprisoned at a house in Rome for 2 years. Book of Acts 28:16, the letters of Rome, he's imprisoned or arrested the status at a house of in Rome, 63 AD. That time is Ephesus, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. The sources right there. Yeah, verse 1, brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. Verse 1, Paul's defense was against those Jews, Christians' allegation of Paul's teaching to the Jews among the Gentiles to forsake Mosaic law, not to circumcise their children, and not to follow its customs in Book of Acts 21:21. The Jews, Christians in Jerusalem were an admixture of Judaism and Christianity. They still believed justification was not only by faith in Jesus Christ, but also by the works of Mosaic law, such as circumcision under Mosaic law, kosher laws, or segregation from Gentile. For example, Peter and Barnabas' segregation from the Gentile Christians before the Jew Christians' arrival from Jerusalem. Every Christian is being justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, apart from the deeds of law or the works of law. As over becoming a born-again Christian, the Spirit of Christ is working His good work in you. Here, Paul was convincing them to come close to Jesus Christ. All cross-reference right there. Verse 2, and when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the most silent. Then he said, verse 3, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was jealous toward God, as you all are today. All is all. Paul raised Gamaliel, who was in respect by all the people, established the common ground of the audiences in order to convince them. Paul, as an apostle, had the main responsibility of a continual prayer and word ministry before the Lord in the light of Jesus' three main ministries, teaching, preaching, and healing. A word ministry such as an apostle, pastor, teacher, or elder can pray to Jesus to heal a sick person, exactly like you, as you all. Paul was jealous for God according to the strictness of our father's law or Mosaic law, not according to knowledge of Christ or law of Christ. All cross-reference right here. Verses 4 and 5. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received the letters to the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there to Jerusalem to be punished. Paul, as a former named Saul, had persecuted the Christians jealously, considering the righteousness in Mosaic law. High priests and elders were witness to Paul, who had brought Christians in chains to Jerusalem for punishment. Cross-reference right there. 6 to 10. Now it happened as I journeyed and camped near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Paul's conversion from Judas to creature was testified in this court trial. Paul used that opportunity to share the power of Jesus Christ to change his personal life by faith. Paul continually used his personal testimony in the further trials, such as Sanhedrin, Felix, Festus, and Agrippa, in order to bring people to Jesus Christ or close to Jesus Christ. Here, Paul didn't take any forethought of what he would say, but in that hour, Paul delivered the words that he should say, given by the Holy Spirit, as we may do so. That cross reference, Luke 12:11-12. Verse 8. So I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." It's Paul's personal encounter with Jesus. Paul or Saul called the Shining One as the Lord. Jesus answered that he was Jesus of Nazareth, persecuted by Saul. Verse 9, and those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. Paul's companions saw the light, but they did not hear Jesus' voice. But Paul heard the voice, which might be in a spiritual sense, or in the voice as comprehensive words. So those might neither hear the voice nor understand the voice. Verse 10, question 1. So I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, "Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do." After recognizing the Shining One as Jesus of Nazareth raised from the dead, Paul, as an eyewitness, asked him what he should do. Lord, then is Paul's conversion. If you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, you shall be saved. When Paul asked him what to do, the Lord led him one step at a time. Go to Damascus. There it will be told you what you are to do. God often leads us one step at a time, not spells out the whole pictures. Our response at the time rather than our future plan. For example, most ministry at the CCAH, the Lord is an actual master in our life, not a theoretical master. So we are following, you know, step by step, you know, so at that time, not whole picture. So all cross reference right there. Verse 11. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who are with me, I came to Damascus. Paul was temporarily blinded as a result of brilliance of the light, being led by the companions into Damascus. 12-13. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, "Brother Saul, receive your sight." And at that same hour, I looked up at him. Through Ananias, a devout man according to the law, as all the audiences were, Paul was able to see him. Ananias is a gift, right? The gift of the Spirit. Miracle gift, right? Yeah, miracle gift. 14, question 2. Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth." God has chosen you, Paul. You are to be a special instrument. God has chosen that you should know his will. Each Christian has been specially, not broadly, but among his own special people, before the foundation of the world, chosen by God. And each Christian is the special one whom Jesus loves, as John the Apostle called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. Since God in heaven wants to give much more good gifts to his children than the parents on the earth to their children, God wants each Christian to be blessed or successful. Here, the success is to achieve an aim. The aim is God wants, not what you want or what people want, such as earthly, sensual, demonic matter. So, to be blessed or successful, each Christian would know what God wants especially to you, and then you would convict it. That life would be blessed or successful, but all the other life is perishable. Course reference right there, 15. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. Paul became the eyewitness to Christ by seeing the resurrected Jesus and hearing of his voice, followed by water baptism, people the public, book of Acts chapter 1, 8. So, 16. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Verse 17. Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance. Before going to Jerusalem, from the time Paul's conversion in Damascus, Paul spent 3 years in solitude with Jesus in deserts. And then Paul received the gospel of grace. That's a cross reference right there. 18. And saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will all receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by consenting to death and guarding the close doors who were killing him. Paul talked about his consenting the martyrdom of Stephen in response to Jesus directing Paul to go out of Jerusalem quickly. 21:23. Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until this word, and then they will raise their voices and say, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live. 23. Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered, 21:23. Then Jesus said to Paul to be sent out to the Gentiles. The word Gentiles provoked the audience due to their pride. They tore off their clothes, throwing dirt in the air and yelling to kill him. So expressing their mourning. Or anger. 24. The commander ordered him to be brought into the bark and said that he should be examined under scourging, so that he might know why they shouted so against him. The commander made Paul under scourging into Antonia Fortress in order to gather valuable information about the reason why they shouted so against Paul. Likewise, Jesus had been scourged by chastisement and stripes by Roman soldiers. So that is the reason behind Isaiah chapter 51, 5-3, cross reference there, 25. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, it is lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned. It was not lawful to even bind a Roman unless they are charged. Paul, as a Roman citizen, raised Roman law issue. Here, we as a Christian should obey the governing authorities or laws, unless those are against God. Also, Mosaic law was our tutor, brought us to Christ. That is justification by the work of works of Mosaic law in the past becomes the justification by faith in Christ in the presence. And so the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the indwelling Holy Spirit. So that one is question 3. 26 up to 30. When the centurion heard that, he went and told the command, saying, "Take care what you do, for this man is a Rome." Then the command came and said to him, "Tell me, are you a Roman?" He said, "Yes." The command answered, "With a large sum I obtained this citizenship." And Paul said, "But I was born a citizen." Then immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him. And the commander was also afraid after he found out that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him the next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bonds and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them. Then the centurion delivered Paul's Roman citizen issue to the command, who obtained it with a large sum. The commander immediately withdrew the examine from Paul. In the next day, the commander sat Paul before Sanhedrin court, the chief priest and all their council, to know the reason why Paul was accused by the Jews. Now Paul, as a witness to Christ, stood before most Judaists, such as Pharisees and Sadducees, or a few Jewish Christians. So all covered all three the questions as well. Let's see European Union mission and Christian population by country. So there are more Christians than we often realize, but only a few are truly Bible-based Christians. So that's why deliver the words of God in gospel and in all scripture. Then pray for unbelievers coming to Jesus through Harvest Crusade. It's the last page. We cover them. God bless you, everybody. So.